Hi, I'm doing really good. How are you?
I am doing great. You must be on cloud nine because recently you had an opportunity to visit with the First Lady, Jill Biden, in an interview with the First Lady. How did that go? And just kind of take me through the process of what happened.
Honestly, it was amazing. It was obviously really nerve-wracking at first, but she was just such a wonderful person to meet, and I really spoke to her about everything I wanted to, and she really made me feel heard, and I really felt like she understood what I was saying.
Well,
I'm with a group called, oh, sorry,
go
what?
ahead. I'm sorry. You're with Student to Student, right? With the Military Child Coalition. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. So S2S is a group where we basically, help out new students and also military students that are also new. And, we really built this entire, group off of trying to benefit these new kids and all of these struggles and things they face, having to come to a new place every 4 years or so. And we try to really help them and make them feel comfortable.
So this is a program at Whitefield High School. You're a sophomore there. Tell me about what you told the First Lady about this program, and what did you request of her? I mean, why should the First Lady know about this program?
So, what I really liked about Jill Biden is that she was a teacher, and she comes from a military, that is a military family too, the Bidens. And I think she really wanted the perspective of military students, including myself, and what it's really like to be a military kid. And I think she really just wanted the perspective of us as military kids, sorry, and what it's like to be one, especially at
You know,
school.
I'm a teacher here out at Falcon Middle School, so I know exactly what you're going through from an education standpoint. But for our listeners, tell me what the difficulty is when you're making friends at a school and all of a sudden the military moves you, you have to make new friends at other schools. That can be very difficult, can it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You get so hooked on people and you get close to people and then you've got to leave, And I think like a lot of times, even when you can communicate with them over the phone, it's never the same as being able to see them in person. So it's kind of hard to keep in contact with those old friends and you lose them,
No question about it. Well, this is the final question, and we got about 30 seconds to answer it. But when you talked to the First Lady Jill Biden, when was it? It was last week. Were you able to get a recording of that? Because that would be a keeper recording in our book, right?
Yes, sir. I don't know what the username or account was, but I did see it on Facebook. It was somewhere. I personally don't have the recording, but I'll definitely find it, and if I can find it, I'll send it to
Yeah, no, for you. I meant for you to keep it for keepsake. I mean, it's something you're going to be able to share with all of your family over the
Oh,
years
yeah.
as well. I mean, not everybody gets to speak with the First Lady. Jacob, thanks for the
Right.
time. We really appreciate it very much. Good luck with the program, student to student, and thanks for your time today on Cardio's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.